Tim Long, question. Well, this is going to be mental. Okay? You don't want to, don't want to mental, do you?
Okay. So, as a human, we are born. As a human, we live. As a human, one day, we will pass away. But between birth and death, what humans are doing? Many people say, we say, we are making money. We are trying for position. We are trying for wealth. We are trying for fame. Maybe people may say. Is it enough for humans to do such things only? This is what we should think. Really to say, where is a human existence that searching for wealth, searching for position and fame is not enough? We have to make use of this human existence more than what we all are doing. Only then. So the life of human will be valuable life for all of you. For that reason, the title of this, the title that I am going to give is What Are Humans Doing? Maybe some have already listened this talk. Maybe many haven't, I think. Okay? So those who have listened this talk before, so please listen again. Have you ever listened this talk? No, not yet. Maybe 4 days or 5 days ago in Shaolin Temple, Shaolin Monastery, I gave this talk. In Pa'er also, I gave this talk one time. They like very much. They start know that what humans are doing. Even we are human, we don't know what we are doing that. It is not good to live as a human if we don't know what we all are doing. So for that purpose, now I will start my talk. On one occasion, Buddha was asked a question by a devil. This talk arose at midnight time. What are we all doing at midnight time? Sleeping. But our Buddha was walking. So to know this, I want to explain the daily activity of Buddha a little bit. Our Buddha divides 5 periods a day. It is his daily activity. He did not only one day in his whole life. To say the truth, exactly 45 years. The sleeping hours of Buddha, generally if we can say maybe more than 1 hour only. Out of this hour, what Buddha is doing for the good of all humans, including Brahma, devils, humans, and animals too. So, the early night, the first watch, especially most of the bhikkhus, they went to see Buddha and ask questions. Some they reported their meditation experience. Some they request our Buddha to give a talk. So according to their needs, Buddha also fulfilled their needs too. So before midnight, all the bhikkhus went back to their respective place. Some for meditation, some for rest, some for walking meditation at the Buddha time. Most of the bhikkhu emphasize on meditation practice to make free from all suffering. So that's why sometimes without sleeping the whole night, they all practice. to be abandoned all the defilements. Don't you all want to practice the whole night? Okay, so this is what I had to give. I want to give the knowledge that you all need to know. So after going back, after all the bhikkhu going back, only at that time, devas and Brahma from devas wall and Brahma wall, they've got an opportunity to see the Buddha, that they came down to the human world to see the Buddha. So this talk was given by Buddha because of the question of a deva from deva world. So after coming down to the lower, coming down to the human state, he approached the Buddha and sit to one side. He asked the question to Buddha. The question that he made to Buddha is, how did you cross the flood, Buddha? The flood here, please remember. I will later explain what the floods are. So because of this question, Buddha answered, by not stopping, by not struggling, I've crossed the floods difficult to cross. You also remember, stopping, by not stopping, by not struggling. What stopping and struggling here means also, I will explain later. So because of answering this, because of hearing this answer, even the devils got the answer. He can't understand the meaning of the answer. Do you all understand? By not stopping, by not struggling, I cross the flood difficult to cross. You understand? Yes. As for me too, if there is no explanation of commentary, I can't understand this talk too. Because Buddha especially gave a talk to devas shortly. Devas, they are very sharp that they can understand, not like humans. We all need more explanations. So here, what I have to quote, the explanation of commentary. The devil who make a question to Buddha is the one who are very proud, who is very proud of himself. He think and he know what the floods are, but we don't know what the floods are. And he know that Buddha has crossed the floods. But what he doesn't know is how the Buddha has crossed. So he think, if Buddha just say how he has crossed the flood, he will quickly understand. Buddha know other's mind. What is happening in the devil's mind? Buddha know that this devil is very proud of himself. So Buddha want to humble him. So that's why answer very, very shortly. Difficult answer. Difficult to understand. The answer that difficult to understand. When the devil has this answer, he can't understand that he make a question again. How is it, Buddha? That by not stopping, by not struggling, you cross the floods difficult to cross. When the devil made a question again, Buddha answered. Our Buddha answered, if I came to a standstill, I sank. I will repeat again. If I came to a standstill, I sank. If I struggled, I got swept away. In this way, by not stopping, By not struggling, I've crossed the flood. Do you understand? No. But because of hearing this answer, the devils understood and attained Sotapanna. Is there anybody who has attained Sotapanna now? Nobody, okay? Because of the difference of parami. Okay, that's why. To be able to understand the Dharma, we need to fulfill parami. To be able to penetrate the Dharma, it is more necessary to fulfill the parami. That don't forget to fulfill the parami in this human life, where existence is. So because of hearing the answer of the Buddha, the devil attained Sotapanna. So for all of you, to know this talk, I need to explain by quoting the explanation from the commentary. Why I want to give this talk? I want all of you to understand how important the commentary explanation are. Nowadays, many people and many bhikkhus reject the commentary. It is not suitable. Commentators are those who know the wish of Buddha. So that's why what they explain is really very beneficial for all of us. So here also, I have remind all of you to remember the flood. I will explain what the floods are. Really to see the commentator explain the floods by quoting the floods which was mentioned in the Abhidhamma. The commentator didn't say anything but his idea. Only he quotes it from Abhidhamma taught by Buddha. So if we understand the Abhidhamma, we will understand the teaching of Buddha when we read. So just as the great floods sweep away humans and devils into the great ocean, so also the floods sweep away all the humans and animals into the great ocean called Round Sutra Birth. Okay? So what the floods are? There are four floods. Floods of sensual pleasure. This is the first flood. The second flood, the floods of becoming. The third one is the floods of wrong view. And the last flood is the floods of ignorance. So I have to explain again what is the floods of sensual pleasure. Strong attachment to five sense objects can be called the floods of sensual pleasure. As you all know, you all attach to all the five sense objects. Is it right or wrong? You all want to see beautiful objects or ugly objects? For sure, everybody wants to see beautiful ones only. Another, you all want to listen good voice, good songs, very sweet music. If it is not, you all will not like. So in the same way, for smell, taste, and tangible object. Because of this attachment, you all can't renounce the world. Is it right? Yes. If you don't want to see the beautiful object, beautiful sound, beautiful good smell, good taste, and good tangible objects, for sure you are aware, the nouns, the world. Because of the flux of sensual desire, you all are suffering for these five sense objects. So this is the flux difficult to cross. Our Buddha has crossed, and all the wise person at the Buddha time, at the present also, has crossed, and some are still trying to cross the flux that's difficult to cross. For the second flux, the flux of becoming. Is there anybody who can enter jhana concentration in this audience? Nobody. Oh, some? Maybe it is some, I think. So, in Ta'ap Meditation Center in Myanmar, some of my students, those who can enter jhana concentration, first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, and fourth jhana. Because of this attainment, because of knowing the suffering of human existence, the fault of human existences, the danger of human existences, what they say, they also know the danger of devas too. What they reported me, after this life, they don't want to be born as humans and devas again. They want to be born as Brahma. I don't know whether you know it or not. Brahma, they had eye transparent. They had ear transparent. They have no nose transparent. They have no tongue transparent. They have no body transparent. So they want eye transparent because they want to see Buddha. They have ear transparent because they want to listen to Dharma. But they have no nose, tongue, and body transparent. So how happy they will be. We all are suffering because of body transference, because we want to experience good objects, good tangible objects. We want to smell good flavor, good smell. We want to taste good taste. If we have no these, it will be more, it will be for the pleasant of all of us. The more the transparent object we have, the more we suffer for it. Because of eye transparent, we want to see beautiful objects. Because of ear transparent, we want to listen good song. And for other transparent also in the same way. So the second flux, the flux of becoming. Because of it, because of strong attachment to Brahma life and attachment to jhana concentration, that they can't make an end of suffering. They can't cross the flux of becoming too. So if we can attain jhana concentration, as for Buddha, Buddha instructs all of you to develop concentration, at least excess concentration. The best way is absorption concentration. The purpose of developing concentration up to excess and absorption concentration is to develop, to penetrate the Dharma as they really are. In Samyutta Nikaya, there is one sutta. The name of the sutta is Samadhi Sutta. Buddha said, Bhikkhus, please develop the concentration. If you have developed the concentration, you will know and see what they really are. So in opposite, if we have no concentration, we can't know and see what they really are. So I want to give an example why we need to develop concentration here when I'm talking about attachment to Brahma life and jhana concentration. Thus, for our Buddha, he instructs to develop concentration is to penetrate the Dhamma as they really are. As you all know, we can see many things with our naked eyes, but there are many very, very tiny, small things which we can't see with our naked eyes, right? So to see these small things, what we need to use, like microscope. Okay? If there is no the help of microscope, can we see very, very tiny, small things? It is impossible. So in the same way, the Dhamma that penetrated by our Buddha and the Dhamma that we have to penetrate is very profound that we can't see with our naked eyes. Only with the instrument called concentration we can know and see as they really are. So, Buddha said, there is no man, there is no woman, there is no devas, there is no Brahma. There are only Nama and Rupa. Do you all agree with it? Yes, we agree because of the teaching of Buddha. But we haven't penetrated by our insight. Okay? So that's why sometimes you all want to reject. Here I am, a man. Here I am, a woman. How can we say there is no man, there is no woman? We are seeing man and woman. Yes, this is right. So, from the conventional point of view, this is right. But from the ultimate sense of view, this is not right. So now, nowadays, in Ta'a, and also now in Shaolin Temple, those who can penetrate the Rupa as they really are. Because of developing concentration, if they continue practice four elements meditation systematically, the body becomes light. The body becomes bright, and the light emits from their body. The whole body, we don't see as body, we see as light, block of light. So if they continue these four elements in their body, finally they can break down this block of light into small, very, very small particles. This is called kalapa in Pali. If we understand as small particles also, good enough. So, because of concentration, they start see the reality. They don't see their body as body, they see their body as clava only. If they pay attention to the external beings, external objects, also they see as a small particle. These small particles are not ultimate reality. In each kalapa, there are 8 types of materiality, 9 types and 10 types. When we can penetrate this ultimate reality in each kalapa, only then we know the ultimate materiality. So because of self-penetration, now many meditators, they have penetrated the truth. If we if they close their eyes and if they look with their concentration, internally, externally, they see only rupa, kalapas, small, small, very, very small particles. So only then you will believe the teaching of Buddha. Oh, really? There is no man, there is no woman. There is only rupa. Internally, externally, Buddha said, even the difference is living things and non-living things. But Buddha said, all the living things and non-living things, from the ultimate sense of view, they are the same. If you penetrate your body with concentration, you see small particles. If you penetrate this belly, you will see only small particles. Are they not the same? Yes, they are the same. Only then you really accept and you will believe the teaching of Buddha because of self-penetration. So in the same way for nama, I will not explain the nama because it is very profound that if I explain it, I will feel drowsy, I think. So I will stop the explanation of nama and rupa here. So what I am telling you is how important the concentration is. Okay, so that's why if you all want to penetrate the Dharma as they really are, if you have to follow the teaching of Buddha to develop the concentration. You can ask yourself if you have been, if you have practiced before, have I ever seen the small particles in my life without developing concentration? If you get the answer, no, I haven't penetrated small particles. So what you need to do is to follow the teaching of Buddha to develop concentration. Only then you will see as they really are, as now many meditators are penetrating in Pa'ao and now in Shaolin Temple too. So this is very great knowledge that we should try to penetrate. So now I'm telling about the floods of becoming. So if we attach to dana concentration also, it will be difficult for all of us to cross the floods. It is impossible to make an end of suffering. So the third flood is the flood of wrong view. Do you know how many wrong views are? Is there anybody? So there are 62 types of wrong views. Among them, what we need to remove and what we need to abandon, especially is self-identity. Do you know self-identity? So in Pali, we call it Sakkaya Ditti. This is very dangerous wrong view. Now we all think, this is my son, this is my husband, this is my father, this is my mother. This is because of self-identity. Because of self-identity, we respond accordingly. If somebody hit you, what will you do? You will respond angrily because you think they hurt me. Really, there is no me. Okay? If somebody complains, your mother, what will you do? This is my mother. Don't do it in this way. Okay? You may respond angrily. If somebody touch or hurt your son, you will angrily respond in the same way. Because for ordinary persons, all they know is this is my son, this is my mother. Because of removing self-identity, so they start to know that there is no mother, there is no father, there is only nama and rupa. Can we make hurt the small particles? Okay? So We don't need to respond anybody angrily. If they do wrong, let them do, because of not knowing. The bad of others should not be ours. Okay? If you respond, it means you take the bad of others as yours. Okay? You don't need to punish anybody if they do wrong. That bad karma punish himself. Okay? That's why you don't need to respond anything to anybody. Because of not knowing the truth, they do wrong. Because of not knowing the truth, you may also do wrong. So if somebody do wrong, don't angry with them. Please be see pity on them. Oh, they have done wrong. Because of this and wholesome karma, one day they will fall to the fourfold state. So you should ask yourself, should I take the bad of others to be yours? You should not do. If you want to do for the benefit of yourself, you should avoid doing, especially responding with anger. Okay? So, because of the plus of wrong knowing, we can do all the unwholesome things, killing, making hurt of others, complaining. So everything can do. Why people fall to the fourfold state? Especially because of self-identity. The one who has attained Sotapanna means who has removed self-identity and doubt on Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha. Because of removing this self-identity and doubt, they can't fall to the fourfold state anymore. So that's why, if you all want to free from suffering in fourfold states, what you all need to do is to remove self-identity. Don't you all want to remove it? Okay, so if you want to do what you need to do, you all have to practice meditation. So it is difficult to practice in Singapore. Please come to Pahang. Okay? Because there, all the people, I think, busy. They are all always earning money. They think only for money only. Okay? Very dukkha. One day, you all know, you all leave your body, this body. Can you all stick together with all these things you own? You can't. So that's why, if you want to make your life to be meaningful, don't forget to do wholesome karma, such as dana, sila, samadhi, and punya. This is what we can bring or what we can take together with us when we leave this body. So the last flood, what is the last flood? The flood of ignorance, especially not knowing the Four Noble Truths. Because of not knowing the Four Noble Truths, because of ignorance, we do many things wrong. Why you are born as humans? Do you all know? Do you all want to know?
Yes.
So, do you all believe past life, future life? If you all believe, I will explain. So, for sure, in our previous life, at the near-death moment, good object and bad object always appear. An wholesome object or wholesome object always appear at the near-death moment of humans, devils, Brahma, animals, and all beings. Even the small animals like flies, ants, at the near-death moment also. Good object and bad object maybe sometimes alternatively appear. Because of taking wholesome objects at the near-death moment, They are born as devils and humans. So now we all are born as humans. It is because of Bodhisattva and Bodhisattva? Bodhisattva. So, as a human, we are born. As a human, we live. One day, we will pass away. So, at this, in this present life, at the near death moment, what type of object you want to see? Good object. So, just a wish is not enough. Okay? If you all want to get the good object at the near death moment, you have to prepare. Have you ever practiced Anapana meditation? Yes. Is it easy to keep your mind on the object? Now you are heavy, strong. You have mindfulness. Even this time, you can't do very well. At the near death moment, you are dying. You are not heavy. You are not strong. You have no mindfulness. Is it possible to get object, good object? Very, very difficult. So, now you all are facing many problems in your daily life. Okay? This is not very important. Whatever you are facing, the problems, whatever you are solving, all the problems is only with anger, only with greed, only with delusion. Okay? So, this facing, the ability of facing in your daily life is not very good one. Really, to be able to face the death is more important. To be able to face the death, you cannot face with greed, anger, and delusion. Only with trained mind only. Okay? How to train your mind? By practicing meditation only. There is no other way to train your mind. So don't forget to do. Okay? However you are facing many problems, however you are solving many problems in your life, in this present life between birth and death, this is not for your security. Okay? This is not for your safety. At the near death moment, if you want to see the good object, if you want to take good object, we have to prepare to be able to face our death. Otherwise, you all will fall to the full state where you don't want to go. Do you all want to go full state? Nobody, okay? But I will continue. After we pass away, which is the state, we are reborn mostly, okay? So now, as you all know, we are born as humans because of Kusala Karma. But why we are born as humans? It is because of ignorance. Wrong knowing as men. Wrong knowing as women. Now in my audience, some are men, some are women. We are born as men because of wrong knowing as men. We are born as women because of wrong knowing as women. Sometimes, I want you all of you reflect again. Sometimes if you see very beautiful woman, if you are ugly, what do you want to be? Oh, if I am beautiful, it will be very good. If you see very handsome man, what do you think sometimes? Oh, if I am handsome, it will be very good. You wrongdoing as beautiful lady. You wrongdoing as handsome man. Because of that, you do kusala. Sometimes you offer the food to Buddha. Sometimes you offer flowers to Buddha and Sangha. At that time, you have the attachment to maybe human life, woman life, man life. Because of wrong knowing as man, wrong knowing as woman, we attached. Because of attachment, if the attachment becomes stronger, it becomes clinging. So, most of the objects that appear at the near that moment is what we cling to. Okay? So that's why, because of clinging to woman life, man life, we accumulate kusala karma. If that kusala karma gives results at the near that moment, we are born as human endeavors again. So wrong knowing as humans and devils is a little bit better. Why? I'm not experiencing by myself, but many people say there are botanical gardens in Singapore. Holiday, they go there with dogs. Is this right? Yes, they compete their dogs like hard. Okay, if they are competing with their dogs to another, so it means they attach to their dog too. So I want to give the example by telling the true story at the Buddha time, the talk given by Buddha, the true story. So, one day, a couple, husband and wife, they went across the desert. As you all know, crossing the desert is not easy journey. So because of lacking of food, because of lacking of water, they are very hungry, and they are very thirsty. And one day they reached to a village. There are also many villagers live there. So when they reached to one of the villagers' house, that villager also noticed that these two persons, wife and husbands, are very hungry, very thirsty then. He offered food to both of them. The villager gave very delicious food. In the same way at that time, the villager, he had his own dog. He also feed food to the dog, the same food, very delicious food. So the husband, who is very hungry, who are very thirsty, he eats a lot. When he sees the dog eating the same food with him, in his mind, what appears? Oh, it is better to be a dog. As you all know, sometimes, if we are in suffering, we want to be something, okay? Life of man, the human life, sometimes we don't want to be. Sometimes somebody in prison, so they don't see anything. When they see the bird flying from the window, oh, it is better to be a bird, okay? So this is wrong knowing as dog, wrong knowing as bird. Because of it, because of hunger, husband eat a lot, that finally, because of that much food, he died there. And he become a dog in his house, in that house. Is it good? Oh, so that's fine, be careful. Sometimes, be careful. Whatever you see, please don't attach to it. Sometimes if you see very, very beautiful bird, oh, very beautiful. So attachment will arise because of it. You may reborn as first again. Okay? So how fearful our existence is. Because of the flux of ignorance, many dangers are surrounding all of us. Because of wrongdoing, sometimes unintentionally or intentionally, we wrongdoing as birds, we wrongdoing as men, we wrongdoing as dogs. Because of it, we may reborn as animals, devils, and Brahma, or humans. That's why Buddha said, I have crossed the flood, very difficult to cross it. So now you all know what the floods are. I have to continue. By not talking, by not struggling, I crossed the flood, difficult to cross. So you all need to know what is talking. But this struggling too. As a human, what we usually do, kusala or akusala? Kusala? Akusala. Okay. So by not stopping, by not struggling, here stopping means doing akusala. Struggling me, do me, kusala. Buddha crossed the flood. By not doing kusala, by not doing akusala. By not stopping, by not struggling. By following eightfold noble path, I have crossed the flood, difficult to cross. In brief, by following sila practice, samadhi practice, and panya practice, I have crossed the flood, difficult to cross. Do you all want to cross the flood? Yes. I heard. Yes. But are you all practically do? Yes, if you all want to flood over, if you all want to cross over the flood, you all must try practically. Otherwise, you can't cross over the flood. But because of this idea, because of these wishes, one day you can all make free from all suffering. You can all cross over the flood difficult to cross. Why? Inclination is very important. Those who understand the danger and force of existences, only then they want to make an end of suffering. That's now, if you all want, if you all say yes, I'm very glad. Why? This will make you all free from dukkha one day. Okay? This is my purpose of giving the mass of today. So I will continue. So that's why you all must be careful of your bodily action, mentally action. Don't be akusala, be kusala. So in other words, if I came to a tentative, I think, what is thinking here? If I struggle, I just sweat away. What is thinking sweeping away here? I will use the word sweeping away as drifting. It will be more easier, I think. So what is thinking? Thinking as four woeful beings. Fall into the four state means thinking. Sweeping away is drifting in the current of floods of becoming, floods of sensual pleasure. In other words, drifting means reborn as humans, reborn as devils, reborn as Brahma. This is sweeping away. So, which opportunity is more sure for all of us? Thinking or drifting? How will you answer? Thinking or drifting? Thinking. Be honest. Okay, be honest. Because if you are honest, you can make a change. If you are not honest, you will pretend. Okay? So, thinking or drifting? Be? What? Okay, I heard. So, the opportunity for all of us is to think in the powerful state. So, I want to make sure, quoting the words of Buddha, it was appear in the Samyutta Nikaya. You know Samyutta Nikaya? Yes. So the first book is Sakkatavaka. This is the first book of the Samyutta Nikaya. Oh, sorry. The talk I just given is from Sakkatavaka, the first sutta. Now, I'm going to quote the words of Buddha from the last book. Mahavagga. Okay? This was appeared in Mahavagga. On one occasion, our Buddha took a little bit of soil in his fingernails and asked all the bhikkhus, "Bhikkhu, how do you think? Which is more? A little bit of soil in my fingernail or the great earth?" What is the answer? Is it difficult answer? Difficult question? No. Very, very easy question that all the bhikkhu answer the Buddha. Buddha, a little bit of soil that you have taken in your fingernail is very, very little compared to the greater. Because of answering this question, Buddha continued his talk. Bhikkhu, in the same way, many of those who were born as many few are those who were born as humans when they died as humans. Many are those who are born in the four realms when they die as humans. And many are those few are those who are born as devils when they die as humans. Many are those who are born in the four realms when they die as humans. Buddha continued, few are those who are born as devils when they die as devils. Many are those who are born in the four realms when they die as devils. Few are those who are born as humans when they die as devils. Many are those who are born in the four states when they die as devils. Few are those who are born as humans and devils when they die as animals. Many are those who are born in the four states when they die as devils, and when they die as animals. Buddha continued in the same way for ghosts, angry ghosts. Are you all in the on the fingernail or in the greater? Great? Or on the fingernail? Great, yes. You all are very honest. But this honesty is not enough. You all have to try to be on the fingernail. Okay? So that's why how fearful our existence is. It is not easy to reborn as humans and devils again when they die as humans. Those humans in the devil's form, if they die as devils, to be able to reborn as devils and humans, it is very difficult. So according to the words, only a little bit of soil on the monks which is on the fingernail can be reborn as a human and the devils again. The same monk, compared to the great art, when they die, they fall to the four states again. Why? As you all answer, all the beings, especially now, if we emphasize human beings, we all do mostly and wholesome. We do wholesome only sometimes. Today you all are listening to the Dharma talk. If this karma gives results, at the near the moment, you all will reborn in the devil's realm, in the human realm again. So, that's why you all need to do kusala karma a lot in your daily life. So now you all know how, when to be born as devils, to be born as human again. So if we, here I want to ask you, let me ask you a question. Do people really know wholesome and unwholesome? You know wholesome and unwholesome really? Yeah, that's it. Here I want to explain by quoting some. So at one time, our Buddha was asked a question. So the question is, everybody wished to be happy. Most of them were unhappy. The Buddha answered them, it was due to jealousy and stinginess. Because of this jealousy and stinginess, even other people wish to be happy, most of them are unhappy. So because of these defilements, many people seek only for their happiness, ignoring the welfare of others, even to the extent causing harm to others. However, seeking happiness in the wrong way can bring little joy, but much is suffering. If we seek happiness in the wrong way, what will bring is little joy, much suffering only. The worst thing is that they are unaware that they are doing wrong. That's why I ask you, do we really know, or do people really know, or do humans really know, wholesome and unwholesome? But many may say, even ordinary person know what is wholesome and unwholesome. They may hold it. Really to say, to clarify this, let me ask you a question. In the morning, when you take a copy of newspaper, what does the newspaper teach you? Listening. So another question. In the evening, after coming back from your work, you take shower, you take dinner, and sit down and watch TV. What does TV teach you? So please reflect again. Both of them teach you to increase greed. Right? So really, all the content that present in newspaper and TV, mostly they teach to increase greed. Showing that various kinds of sexual pleasures are real happiness. Is it real happiness? I have seen a book title. The title name is Happiness Difficult to See. Really, if we seek the real happiness in the sensual pleasure, it is not easy to see. Everything will be for mostly dukkha, suffering. So not only they seek to increase greed, furthermore, they show how to violate. That's why many violent things are happening all over the world. So one of the monks, American monks, also told me in America, many children, they spend their time as a child, maybe almost 8 hours a day. All these programs, most of the programs are really very violent. So because of wrong imitating, they also will do this such type of unwholesome deeds, violent deeds. Okay? So this is because of the content of the television. But people think this is real happiness. When they are unhappy, maybe they want to listen, they want to watch TV. But really, this is not real happiness. If they are feeling sad, you also feeling sad. If they are happy, you also happy. Is it kusala or akusala? This is not real happiness. Do you agree? Yes. So, study from today on, please don't watch TV. So, they stimulate many other things too. That's why many youth nowadays, they wrongly imitate according to the content and teaching of television and newspaper and magazine. In short, most of the contents of the newspaper and TV are full of these teachings, which increase greed, anger, and delusion. Under their powerful influence, many people are led onto the wrong path. But it is hard to say. The fault lies only with the mass media. Really to say, they support what people think, happiness, what people like, what people think, good only. They are providing what people like and what people think good. But really, they are not for real happiness in this, not only in this present life, but also in your future existences. One of the content that you attach because of watching TV is that thing appear at the near the moment. Dukkha. Okay? So nothing is good, that's why life is good or not good. So I'm glad to hear life is not good, you all agree. So because of this, you all can make an end of suffering one day. Okay? So that's why it is really not easy to know what is and wholesome and wholesome. That's why people are led onto the wrong path, seeking happiness in the and wholesome things. So if we fall to the four whole things, what happens? This is also very important to know all of us. So I have to quote this. It is also from the Mahavegha Samyutta. So on the one occasion, Buddha gave this talk to many bhikkhus. Bhikkhu, suppose a person would throw a yoke with a single hole into the great sea. There was also a blind turtle, which come up to the surface once every 100 years. Buddha continued, Bhikkhu, how do you think? Is it possible to insert the neck of the blind turtle, which comes up to the surface once every 100 years, to the hole of the yoke? How do you think? Is it possible? Not easy, okay? So because of the east wind, the yoke will blow to the north. Because of the north wind, the yoke will blow to the east, in the same way, from the south to north, north to south. Also, there was a tiger, there was a turtle, blind turtle, which comes up to the surface once every 100 years only. So when this question was made by Buddha, Bhikkhus replied, gave the answer. According to Buddha's teaching, we know that the life cycle, the world cycle is very long. In this world cycle, if the blind turtle doesn't die, if the yoke with a single hole has not been damaged, after a long time, it is possible that the neck of blind turtle, which comes up to the surface once in 100 years, inserts to the hole of the yoke. So Buddha continued his talk. The inserting of the neck to the hole of that yoke is sooner than to be reborn as humans and devils again when we fall to the fourfold state. some danger, some fearful indeed. Okay? As you all know, does animals, all the animals, do they know to do kusala? They don't know. They have no good conduct. They are always maybe killing large animals, killing small animals. Large animals eat small animals. They have no virtue. They are always doing wrong things. They are always doing akusala things that it is impossible to be born as devils and children again. If we fall to the fourfold state, sunnah is inserting of the neck into the form of the yoke. Very difficult is to be reborn as children and devils again. So, if you all don't want to be born as animals, hell beings, ghosts, hungry ghosts, what you all need to do is kusala karma, mostly. Because of kusala karma, it can appear at the near death moment. For sure, we are born as devas and humans again. If we can develop concentration, if we can enter at the near death moment, jhana concentration, we are born as devas in the devas realm again. But to say the truth, the life of ordinary persons, it is not secure. It is impossible to choose the life you want to be reborn. The life of ordinary person is like the leaves from the trees. When the wind blows, the leaves from a tree drops. Is it possible to say where the leaves from the tree will drop? Definitely impossible. It will fall to anywhere. It is not sure to say where it will be. In the same way, Buddha said, as the ordinary person, we don't know where will we reborn again. Like falling, the falling of the leaf from the tree. Those who have attained Sotapanna, only then can choose the life they want to reborn again. If they want to reborn as devil, human, they can choose. Do you want to be Sotapanna? Yes, I want to be, but just a wish is not enough. So what you all need to do is to come and practice meditation in Tha'a monastery. So now you all know how how our Buddha has crossed the flood difficult to cross. We have to know the danger of flood of sensual desire. We have to know the danger of the flood of becoming, the flood of ignorance, the flood of wrong view, the flood of ignorance. To be able to cross this, there is no any other method, only to follow the teaching of Buddha. There is no teaching which can remove the defilements which come along with our existence. To be able to remove all the defilements is to follow Sila, Samadhi, and Panya practice. So, may you all be able to practice Sila, Samadhi, and Panya. May you all be able to cross over the flood difficult to cross. May you all attain Nibbana in this present life. Let me stop my talk here. So we should share merit. Please repeat after me. Idam me bhumyam asavakayam vanam bhotu Idane Bunyan,
Idane Bunyan,
Nibbanasa,
Nibbanasa,
Pachayo,
Pachayo,
Otu,
Otu,
Mama Bunyan Bhagan,
Mama Bunyan Bhagan,
Sabasatanam, Azima,
Azima,
Pitabi,
Pitabi,
Nitamam,
Nitamam,
Bunyan Bhagan,
Bunyan Bhagan,
Sabantu, any questions you want to ask? I have to go to the Buddhist scholarship, so I think no much time. So if you want to ask a question, come to Bob.
I know we want that to be able to thank you very much for the very academic piece. But like everyone says, I think being born a human is a ramp to the future of all of us. We need to practice good humility. Alright. And don't ever think that you want to be born as a dog or a bird. That will happen to you.